Many states have cut back on the media's access to correctional facilities. Massachusetts is the latest to propose new restrictions on journalists' ability to interview inmates. The Massachusetts Department of Corrections wants to bar cameras and tape recorders from most of its prisons, eliminate interviews with inmates in segregation, and set new conditions on why a specific inmate can be interviewed. From Boston, Jason Bobian reports.
The PBS television show Frontline regularly sends camera crews into prisons across the country.
An open and shut case.
The book is closed on Terrence Garner.
Terrence Garner. They just really don't worry about whether the man innocent or not.
If his mother had named him John, he wouldn't be in prison today.
Tonight on Frontline, an ordinary crime.
Independent producer Ofer Bakel has done a series of shows for Frontline about people who were wrongly convicted. Bakel says as a result of her work, 11 people have been set free, including Terrence Garner, who was the victim of mistaken identity.
But those 11 people would be in prison forever because they were all lifers. They would still be there if I couldn't go in. If I couldn't bring what they said to the public.
And to bring what they said out of a prison, Bakel says she has to be able to bring her camera in. Under the proposed Massachusetts regulations, Bakel wouldn't be able to film 90% of the state's inmates. Pen and paper would be the only recording device permitted at medium and maximum security facilities. The new rules would also allow prison officials to reject an interview request if the interview would not, quote, result in a significant benefit to law enforcement agencies, unquote. And reporters would not be allowed any access at all to inmates in segregation.
In many, many situations, precisely the people that you might want to talk to are going to be the people who are segregated.
Peter Costanza is a staff attorney at Massachusetts Correctional Legal Services, which provides civil legal assistance to inmates in the state's prisons and jails. Costanza points out that inmates involved in a prison riot or disturbance would be segregated afterwards.
So the people or the prisoners who would have some idea of what had gone on would be people that you wouldn't be able to access at all.
Costanza says the public has little idea what goes on inside correctional institutions, and he says prisons can become ripe for corruption and abuse if they're completely removed from public view. The Massachusetts Department of Correction refused to grant this reporter an on-taped interview on the topic of media interviews. A spokesman said the primary reason for the changes was so that prison staff could be kept on their primary duties inside the facilities rather than setting up and monitoring media interviews. 2 years ago, Michigan imposed a similar rule. Matthew Davis, a spokesman for the Michigan Department of Corrections, refuses to characterize the new policy as restrictive. Rather, he says Michigan now offers equal access to everyone.
Any member of the public, which includes the media, can come into a Michigan Department of Corrections facility and visit a prisoner under our visitation policy.
And that visitation policy prohibits cameras and tape recorders. Michigan changed its inmate interview rules soon after assisted suicide activist Jack Kevorkian arrived at one of its prisons and threatened to go on a hunger strike. During Kevorkian's first week, Davis says, the prison received more than 80 requests to interview him.
We couldn't accommodate 80 requests, of course. So the question becomes, to whom do we say yes, to whom do we say no?
Davis says the new media access policies are driven in part by the rapid growth in internet and cable, news and entertainment channels. According to the Society of Professional Journalists, 9 states now bar reporters from conducting face-to-face interviews with inmates. This is up from 5 states in 1994. Federal penitentiaries still allow reporters to interview, photograph, and record prisoners as long as the inmates sign a release form. Kara Gotch, the public policy coordinator for the ACLU's National Prison Project based in Washington, says the media plays an important oversight role. She says her staff often finds out about a problem at a prison because they read about it in the newspaper or see it on TV. For instance, last year, her office got involved in a lawsuit against the Wisconsin Corrections Department after a local paper ran a story.
Including very graphic pictures about a mentally ill juvenile who is housed in this Wisconsin supermax in some of the most deplorable conditions imaginable. And they were able to interview this prisoner, take pictures of him, take pictures of his cell.
And soon after that story ran, a judge in Wisconsin banned the placement of mentally ill inmates in such segregation cells. Under Massachusetts' proposed new media access rules, reporters wouldn't even be able to see inmates who are in segregation, never mind interview them or take pictures of their living conditions. For NPR News, I'm Jason Bobien in Boston.